Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Sterrett. Australia's former ambassador to Israel says a United States proposal to end the war in Gaza relies on the militant group Hamas agreeing to its own destruction. The 20-point peace plan released by the White House includes an immediate ceasefire, the release of hostages and prisoners on both sides, and an end to the Israeli military campaign in Gaza. But it also includes conditions previously rejected by both sides, including that Israel withdraw entirely from Gaza before Hamas releases the remaining hostages. Former ambassador and now Liberal Senator Dave Sharma has told Channel 9 that getting Hamas to say yes to the deal will be a challenge.
Look, Hamas, yes, it has to sign its own extinction warrant, but the leaders are being offered amnesty and safe passage out of there, exile if you like, depending on the level of military pressure they are feeling right now in Gaza City. And bear in mind, they've lost a lot of their senior military leadership. That might be an attractive offer for some of them.
France, Germany and Sweden will send military personnel and anti-drone systems to Denmark to boost security at this week's European summits in Copenhagen after drone incursions that forced Denmark to shut several airports. Drones disrupted air traffic at six Danish airports last week, including at Copenhagen, in what Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen called a hybrid attack on her nation. Denmark has already said it has increased security around the events after the drone sightings. A desperate search for a missing preschooler has entered its fourth day after the boy vanished while playing in sand on a remote sheep property in regional South Australia. Police say the four-year-old named Gus has not been seen since Saturday evening when he was last sighted at his homestead about 40 kilometres south of Yunta, 275 kilometres northeast of the state capital of Adelaide. Superintendent Mark Cyrus says they have completed an extensive ground search with the assistance of SES volunteers and are now searching dams and tanks on the property.
This poor lad, yeah, just 4 years old and very close to the family, and so of course they're devastated. So we're working very closely with the family.
Federal Communications Minister Anika Wells has rejected calls for the government to commission an independent investigation after meeting today with representatives of Optus and its parent company Singtel. Singtel CEO Yuen Kwan Moon says his board has commissioned an independent review to be led by Dr. Kerry Schott and has agreed to share the findings publicly. Opposition leader Susan Lee has maintained her calls for an independent investigation without saying who should conduct it. But Ms. Wells says the ACMA is already investigating the failures and is best placed to do so. The minister says 2000 outages linked to 4 deaths are a compliance issue and don't necessarily point to a need for broader reform of the emergency call service system.
I have said that Optus will face significant consequences as a result of what has happened here, but it is for me as the minister to take those decisions after the ACMA investigation is complete.
And in sport, a controversial social media post from AFL Geelong star Bailey Smith has drawn the ire of Mitch Brown, who has called it homophobic. Smith made a series of Instagram posts from the Cats' Mad Monday function, which he attended with Captain Patrick Dangerfield, in a pose referencing the movie Brokeback Mountain that depicted the story of a complex romantic relationship between two American cowboys. Mitch Brown has called for the players to do better in his own post on Instagram. He has written that while losing a grand final doesn't make you gay, being homophobic definitely makes you a loser. That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Sterrett.